This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello. It's more hits, more favorites, Fox FM. Tuesday morning, Nick and Reader hanging with you. And, Reader, I want to work something out with you right now on the radio. I don't really have a name for this segment. It's just something I was thinking about this morning. Because, we live in Saskatchewan. Daylight savings time is not a thing in Saskatchewan.
No.
As far as I know, it may have been a thing way back in the past, but as far as I've been alive, I have not had to turn the clocks forward or back.
No.
I'm thinking the world's a little bit different right now, right? A lot of people staying home, a lot of people, a lot of things not happening right now. The world's a little bit different. Here's my thought. Why don't we just say on January 1st, just as the world, just no more daylight savings time? Because, this is the perfect time to do it. There's a lot of people that are, Groundhog Day syndrome, where they don't know what time of the day it is anyways because they haven't left their house in a couple weeks. I'm thinking it might be a good time to get rid of daylight savings.
That's an idea so wild, it just might work.
Well, I was just thinking about it because it would benefit a lot of people. It would benefit you because then you wouldn't have to worry about remembering the time change for your news. I'm assuming it would benefit a lot of people out there. They wouldn't have to worry about losing a day because, you gain a day, but then you gain an hour and then you lose an hour.
I don't know. I don't know the technical nuts and bolts of the whole thing.
Neither do I. And that's why I'm so scared about talking about this on the radio, because I don't know if getting rid of daylight savings time is a good thing. All I know is that I've lived 31 years of my life without daylight savings, and it really hasn't done anything.
Basically, all it's meant is that there's two times a year that you don't have to worry about changing your clock.
Yeah, because I've never had to do that my entire life and never lived somewhere that I had to.
All it's ever affected for me is, like you say, when I announce the time on my news and knowing what time shows on TV are. That's the only way it's affected me.
We're just checking our Saskatchewan privilege right now because we don't have any daylight savings time. I thought, I want to share the love. The world is a little bit strange right now. How cool would it be January 1st, every government just goes, no more daylight savings, and then just leaves.
Just walks out the door and forgets about everything.
Everybody cheering and clapping. What do you guys think out there? Is that a good idea? Do you live in Manitoba and you like daylight savings time? We'd love to hear from you as well. You can call or text 306-783-3699. And
what would you choose? It's Bad Superpowers with Nick and Reader on Fox FM.
It is time once again for Bad Superpowers. Reader, you're back. I'm glad to have you back. And it's time to put you on the hot seat.
All right.
All right, here it goes. Bad Superpowers. You get a choice between two Bad Superpowers. You got to tell me which one you choose. First one, you can hover an inch and a half off the ground. Or you have X-ray vision, but you can't see through wood.
Probably the X-ray vision.
Yeah, I think X-ray vision would be pretty handy. Hovering an inch and a half off the ground would just make people stare at you.
Unless you could fly with that hover.
You can just hover.
Yeah, if all you can do is just stand and hover, that's no good.
It's like when you see David Blaine or somebody like that, levitate, and I'm using heavy air quotes on that, and you're like, you're just going up on one foot.
I'm just thinking if I can do what I often do and injure myself, I can just kind of use my vision and scan. Oh, okay, well, nothing broken.
I could probably use that.
Yeah.
You're a master knife thrower, but you never pick your knives back up and constantly have to buy knives. Or, when you point a banana at someone and say, bang, bang, it shoots them for real.
I guess the knife thrower.
But you'd have to buy knives all the time.
I know, but I wouldn't want to actually shoot somebody. Terrible.
I always think about that. Spider-Man shoots webs all over the city when he's swinging through there. Wouldn't there just be webs hanging off of every building?
They dissolve.
Oh, okay. Yes. You can turn wine into water. Or you're completely normal, but you can control a marionette with superpowers.
I take wine into water.
Yeah, right? Because I hate wine. It makes me think of church, hilariously enough.
Yeah.
Just growing up Orthodox.
It'd always be hydrated.
Kids wine. Not a good idea. Finally, whenever you're indoors, steam comes off your body and it looks like you're on fire. Or you're an actual Spider-Man. So that means you have 8 furry legs and you fart out silk.
I would go with the steam.
Oh, yeah. You don't like spiders. I forgot about that.
Yeah, no, I do not. So becoming one would be like my worst nightmare.
Fair enough. What would you choose? Would you go for an actual spider person? You can call or text 306-783-3699.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Hey. More hits, more Elijah Woods, Jamie Fine on Fox FM on this Tuesday morning. Not as sunny as yesterday, I would say, Reader.
No.
Yeah, a little bit damp out there, at least here in Yorkton. Expect an 80% chance of showers or thunderstorms today, but it's still going to be a hot one. I forgot an umbrella, so I'm going to have an interesting walk home today.
Well, maybe it'll start to clear off by the time you head home.
Yeah, hope so. Reader, I wanted to mention yesterday's weather, of course, because it was very hot and sunny. Mm-hmm. Which was awesome. I was a fan of that. And I thought to myself, you know what would be a good way to help beat this heat would be to get some ice cream.
Yeah.
So I went to the grocery store, got myself some ice cream. And, well, I would say I got myself some ice cream because by the time I got home, I had an ice cream container full of soup.
Ah.
Yeah. It seems like I'm not trying to exaggerate here because I'm prone to hyperbole on the show. I understand. But it takes 2 minutes for me to drive from my house to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. In those 2 minutes, my ice cream turned into water.
Ah.
I have no idea how it happened, and I don't know how to stop that. So I was really looking forward to ice cream yesterday. Unfortunately, I had to postpone that till sometime today when I go check on it in the freezer.
You should get yourself one of those cooler bags.
Is that what you do when you have to do cool stuff from the grocery store? Because it's not just ice cream. Like, there's other frozen
sometimes,
stuff.
Sometimes, but like you say, I'm in the same boat where it doesn't take very long. Mm-hmm. So it's quick back and forth. So I don't usually worry about it too much. But I know, say, my parents, if they make a grocery run into Saskatoon, it's about an hour out of the
city. Bit of a drive, yeah.
The farm's about an hour out of Saskatoon. So, yeah, they'll throw some coolers in the truck and some ice packs, things like that, just to get everything home.
That makes a ton of sense. I can't believe I didn't think of that. I have one of those bags, and I actually use it to hold my recycling, so maybe I should probably use it for something else too. Yeah, I was just thinking about that because I was really excited for ice cream yesterday, and then I didn't end up even eating ice cream, even though I have ice cream in my freezer. So if you guys are feeling the same way, well, let's all hope that we open our freezers this morning and see ice cream.
Who has two thumbs and sucks at gardening?
Nick. It's Nick.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
It's the weekend with Blinding Lights. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM. It's Nick and Reader hanging out with you on a Tuesday morning. Reader, I'm just pulling up the schedule for today, hockey-wise. I know Vegas and Vancouver play tonight. I just couldn't remember the other one.
Yeah, Boston, Tampa Bay. So both those series. Bruins up 1-0. Vancouver looking to bounce back after they got hammered 5-0 in game one by Vegas. So
you know what I think it is? I think it's my fault. I think I'm bad luck. This is something that we haven't got to talk about yet, though. Because remember a couple weeks ago, I was slagging off the Montreal Canadiens.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing a great job of it. Like, yeah, I was doing a stellar job of making it known that I don't like the Montreal Canadiens. And I was cheering for the Flyers. And that night was when they beat the Flyers 7-1.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to think maybe I have something to do with this. Because I very publicly said last week with Matt that I'm cheering for the Flyers and I'm cheering for the Canucks. Because mm-hmm. I want to cheer for the Canadian team and I want to support your favorite team.
Ah,
so once I said that, both teams got shut out.
Yeah, it's been a rough start for both my teams that are left. Because, of course, my Flyers got stomped last night by the Islanders. And, yeah, the Canucks had a rough game in game one. So hopefully both Philly and Vancouver will bounce back in their second game.
I'm terrified because I'm thinking, well, why don't I just go reverse psychology and say, oh, I'll totally cheer for Vegas in the other. No, I'm not going to do it because then they're going to win.
Yes.
I never thought that I would be superstitious about hockey. I always thought, well, I'm a little stitious about hockey, but I can't believe that I'm starting to think that I have effect on this because I really want these teams to win. But if I open my mouth, they're going to get shut out, and I don't want that to happen. So.
Well, we'll have to see what happens if Vancouver wins tonight. Then you'll have to wear like the same clothes to work tomorrow or for the next game.
There is another there's like a diehard Vancouver Canucks fan in this building too, but you know Benny from our sister station.
Yeah.
And like I just hope that he doesn't leave dead birds in my office or something, you know.
He's not a cat.
I know. I'm just happy hockey is back, but I also don't want my teams to lose. Who are you cheering for in the playoffs? Are they playing tonight? Let us know. Call or text 306-783-3699.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
Like that.